I do believe. And yesterday when I was young, Neil Richardson and his version of How Deep Is Your Love. Henry Mancini in there with perhaps his best known theme, the Pink Panther theme from the original movies and the cartoon, where there actually was a Pink Panther, right? And Caravelli in there with 13 Days in France. And Johnny Douglas started that set off with Daybreak. Nice little tune there. That's also a Barry Manilow tune. And I've had kind of a rough day, and as you know, I've been recording away from my studio in my now home mock setup studio, and I've just had kind of a week here, and it's just been nuts. So please forgive me as I play this.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata.
Maybe you need it too. Do it again.
Kino tata. Kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, it's a great idea.
I always feel better, and even the nights are better. Here's Bernard Ebbinghaus. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Connellsville's own Harold Betters takes us up to the top of the hour. I had to think about that one for a second. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain.
Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Pieces when somebody breaks your heart, somebody twice as smart as I. A somebody who will swear to be true as you used to do with me, who'll leave you to learn that misery loves company. Wait and see. I mean, does it when he breaks your heart to bits? Let's see if the puzzle fits so fine. And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet, as I sit there applauding from a front row seat. When somebody breaks your heart like you,
and that song did not need to be any longer than it was. That's Tony Bennett with I Want to Be Around. Before that, David Snell started the second hour off with My Chérie Amour. It's a French song. No, it isn't. It's a Stevie Wonder song with a French phrase, My Chérie Amour. Yes, and you are listening to the second hour of episode 301 of what the heck is this show called? Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Yes, that's right. I host so many programs, I don't know which one I'm hosting. Anyhow, if you're looking for something to commemorate over the next period of time that this show airs, well, let's look at this. On February 25th of 1791, that was when the first Bank of the United States was chartered. It didn't have a name, apparently. It was the first Bank of the United States. That sounds good enough to me. February 26th, Congress created the Grand Canyon National Park in Arizona in 1919. On the 27th, let's see, 1981, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder recorded Ebony and Ivory, and it's been a hit ever since. 41 years ago. My goodness, that song's old. I'm older than it is. February 28th, 1784, evangelist John Wesley chartered the Methodist Church, so the Methodists will be celebrating here in a few days. So there you go. They'll probably sing a whole bunch of hymns written by John Wesley. How about that? March 1st, let's see, in 1932, the Hoover Dam was completed. On March 2nd, let's see, what year shall we choose here? 1962 was the year that Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors scored 100 points in a basketball game. And March 3rd, let's see, what is March 3rd known for? 1791, the Congress established the U.S. Mint. And everything has been peppery and speary ever since. No, no, it's the U.S. Mint. They print money. Yes, they're the money people. Here's Henry Mancini all by myself. That's how I'm going to be from now on, because you're tired of my jokes. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
The music is smooth, relaxing, and easy, and the conversation is comforting. This is the place to relax.
Thank you.
Maybe not day by day, but week by week, your favorites are heard here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And Easy with Lex de Azevedo and Lover, Let Me Be Lonely. Before that, Frank Purcell and Day by Day, Botticelli and the Orchestra with Yesterday Once More, John Fox with Suddenly, and Henry Mancini with a rendition only he could do of All By Myself. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, come on computer, work with me. There we go. Well, Hank the Tank is still up to it. A 500-pound black bear named Hank the Tank is causing alarm in a town near California's Lake Tahoe, where the massive Bruin has been blamed for breaking into dozens of properties. He's still doing it. He struck again on a recent Friday afternoon, escalating his antics by busting into a locked and secured home rather than his usual modus operandi of entering unlocked garages in search of food. Now he's getting desperate and angry. Shouldn't he be hibernating? I mean, it is winter, even in California. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife says Hank is responsible for damage to 38 homes and has triggered more than 150 calls to authorities. Officers responding to the latest call said they found the bear inside a locked home after he apparently squeezed through a small window. They banged on the exterior of the home until Hank popped out the back door. And police remained in the area to ensure he continued on his way without damaging other homes. But this is becoming quite the issue out there in Lake Tahoe. I guess Hank has yet to realize that he has to be asleep at this time of year. Well, there we go. Meanwhile, fans of Taylor Swift, Star Wars, and more can now play games based on the popular Wordle that catered to their specific fandom. You know Wordle, that popular five-letter game that you play. Wordle was acquired by the New York Times in January, gives players six chances to correctly guess a five-letter word. Players are then told which letters are correct and which are in the right spot, so on and so forth. The game's popularity has flooded social media, with its players posting images of their daily results and their friends complaining about them doing so. It has also inspired similar games on the web with a theme. Here are five of them based on pop culture trivia. There's Taylor Dole. For Taylor Swift fans, there's Star Wordle, There's Lordle of the Rings and Wizarding Wordle and Squirtle. Wizarding Wordle, of course, is from Harry Potter and Squirtle. You may think it has something to do with squirrels, but it's actually named after Pokemon Squirtle, whatever the heck that is. I mean, come on. I have just enough trouble with the game on its own. Why should I want to play themed games? Good Lord. Speaking of Southern California, here's Ronnie Aldridge to play It Never Rains in Southern California, but it sure does in Western Pennsylvania. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm Dan Dunlap, and I used to be somebody. And you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Andy Williams on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with a tune called Emily. He recorded that originally, and preceded by John Wilson and his orchestra with his version of Emily. Just one slight tonal quality difference in the recording there. And Ronnie Aldridge in there with his twin pianos and It Never Rains in Southern California. I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Heard every week on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT. We're happy to have you with us. Here's John Gregory, Don't Cry Out Loud.
This is where the music is smooth, relaxing, and easy. And that says it all. Thank you.
Whether or not you slept last night, your favorite music is here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Frank Purcell in the orchestra there with St. Nicholas, The Fifth Dimension with Marilyn McCoo in the lead. Before that, last night I didn't get to sleep at all. That was the night before for me. Earl Clue with Doc, Nori Paramore with Soul Coaxing, originally done by Ramon Lefevre. I'll have to find his version and play it for you sometime. John Fox with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road and John Gregory with Don't Cry Out Loud. And would you mind coming in here and just singing something for a minute?
Once was a time I thought that love could be sold or bought, and everything fell in place for me. The fashion of passion that rushed with caution, because of the notion the potion of passion had never been passed to me.
Better you saying it than I.
But since it was sunny and sunny, I went for a stroll.
Really?
But peanuts and pigeons and people put me in a hole.
Too bad.
A blessing refreshing in you did unfold. Dispelling depressing, distressing salt from my soul. Once was a time I thought that love could be sold or bought, and everything fell in place for me. The fashion of passion I rationed with caution, because of the notion the potion of passion had never been passed to me. But now with you by my side, I find that I feel so satisfied.
Yes.
Somebody must have lied to me.
The Mamas and the Papas brought you that little bit. Here's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with the Work Song. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Some hours are recorded during an entire Parkinsonian tremor session. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. This is program number 301.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America...
Victor, Emma, Bravo, 9, 6, Bravo, 2, 9, Bravo, 2, 3, 3, 0, 4, 2, 8. Victor, Emma, Bravo, 9, 6.
Bravo 2, 9, Bravo 2, 3, 3, 0, 4, 2, 8. Shop, 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 shop,